Daf, Ayin Beis Hamed Aleph. Let us again start six lines from the bottom of the Yomid. Ahu Gavre Demashkan Lai Pardes Alachavre. There was a Loivim that gave over a Pardes to his Chava. He made it a mashkin. And it says that the last Hashanim for 10 years. Ochlo Tlashni, so the Malve was eating the mash from the mashkin 3 years. Omalei, so he told him, Imizabnis lo neli mutiv, if you'll sell it to me, it's good. I'll buy it from you. Viloi kavishna lo l'shtar mashkante, or else I'll hide the shtar that I have that's a mashkin. Vamine lukuchi biyodi, and I'll say that I bought it from you. And so that means if you'll be cooperative, you should sell it to me. If you won't be cooperative, so I'll be mine side by side, because since I was there 3 years, and I was eating pears 3 years, how tiny that I bought it from you. Oz alkom, akne ilib noikot. So the Leiva went, he told the Malva, I hear what you're saying, that I'll lay it with you, I'll sell it to you. But before he did that, he was makne ilib noikot. Was makne the pardes tesa. For others of Neneli. Then later he sold it to the Malva. So the Gemara says like this, Zvini vadai lehabe zvini. That's poshet, the mekach was not chal, because he sold him a pardes that belonged to his son. So the zvini was not chal. Zuzi, but in the shtar, in the shtar mecher, it says that the lekeach gave the mecher X amount of money, and the mecher was mekabel achayis that if for any reason they'll take away the karke from the lekeach, he'll pay him back. He was mekabel achayis under the mea mekach. Is zuzi kimilva bishtar domi? Is the money that it says in the shtar, does this have a din of a milva b'shtar? That means we have a shtar that says that X amount of money was given to the moicha for this pardes, and the moicha was mekabel achrayis. The moicha was mekabel achrayis on the pardes. That means on the dmei hamekach. So, zuzi kimilva b'shtar dami. So we have a shtar that it says in the shtar that the moichel, who was the loivim, is mekabel achayis under the mei hamekach. V'goyivim in achosim yishabodim. So memele, the loikeach can be goyive his zuzi from achosim yishabodim. Aydil mekimilva alpe dami. Or maybe it's a milva alpe. That means we'll see as the sugya progresses, the shtar was not such a legal shtar. I mean, the mekach zicha wasn't a mekach because he sold them something that didn't belong to him. So maybe the whole shtar doesn't have a chshivas of a shtar. It's a milva alpe. Vein egoivim min achosim mishabodim. Omar Abayi. So Abaye said, "Belav haino derabasi." So Abaye wanted to compare this to a memra of Rabasi. The Oma Rabbi Asi moide b'shar shekosvoi, einay tzorich lekaymoi, v'goyve menachosem mishubodev. Let's see what Rashi says. Moide b'shar shekosvoi. Ma'acher shehaloive moide. Now the case of moide b'shtar shekosvoi means like this: a malva comes to a loive, But the Shtar says, no, in the Shtar it says, I'll lend you $100. Pay me $100. So the Leiva tells him, that's right. I wrote the Shtar. I borrowed $100 from you, but I paid you. I paid you up to $100 already. What are you doing with the Shtar? Kasha Pamaisa, I asked you for the Shtar. You said you didn't have it on you. I trusted you. I learned the lesson now. You don't trust people anymore. But I'll cup on them. That's what Itainis to me. Itainis, it's an emissary Shtar, but I paid you up. So there's a Shaila is... Is the loive nemon? Is the loive not nemon? Sarabasi said the loive is not nemon to taina parati. He's not nemon to taina parati. So mele he has to pay. He has to pay. So even though he's taining that it's a posel shtar, it's a shtar parua, but with that he doesn't have any nemonis. And lemaise, but. Could be it's a mezuyah to kishtar. There was no kiyum on the shtar. But this, the loive said, it's not a mezuyah to kishtar. So, whatever the loive said, we accept. Moide bishtar shekos, ve'ene tzorich lakai. He's tiny, gets peru, that he doesn't have any money, so that we don't believe him. But al kaponim, and that what he said, that it's not a mezuyah to kishtar, so that we have ideas about it, and it's also the kaimer. We gave him in the chosim mishabodim, and now the marvel we gave him in the chosim mishabodim with the shtar. We gave him in the chosim mishabodim, but so since I have ideas about it, that it's not a mezuyah to kishtar, so now I use the shtar, I can be gave him in the chosim mishabodim. So let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi, Maide Bishtar Shekosvay. Ma'acher Shaloive Maide Shashtar Choyv Shahoytzi Olav Shtar Emesu. He says it's an Emesu Shtar. So, Ein Amal V'Tzorich Lachze Acher Eide Machsumim Boy. V'Lohoyed Arsimos Amolokaimo. That means, now we know already it's an Emesu Shtar. And whatever the other tiny, what the loiv is tiny, he doesn't have an amonis. So al kaponim. So now the shtar, I can use the shtar to be goyve. I feel like a mishabodem. Vachinami, hare moide shemochrei loi ba'achayis. He's moide that he was mekabel achayis. I mean, he says he's moide was mekabel achayis on the Dmei HaMekach. I mean, that's what it says in the shtar. He moide this. V'im ha-shtar botol le'inyin ha-mechire, even though legabi the ikar shtar, which is ha-mechires ha-pardes, it's botol, mitnei shtar matone shekodmoi, because it was a shtar matone that he gave to his son. So near this Rashi, it seems not the way we said yesterday, it was Maknam Be'edim, here I say, it was a Shtar Matone. But Al Kaponim, the Shtar has two Chalokim. In the Shtar, it says there was a he's telling him, and that was Lemaise, Nishkishtoige, Nishkifloigim, he sold him a Karke that did not belong to him. But Al Kaponim, in the Shtar, it says that if the Karka will be taken away from him, he's Makabal Achayis, and the money he gave him. No, that's his Moide. It says that in the Shtar. And it says that in the Shtar. So, Memele, Re Moide Shemoche Loi Bachayis. So it's a milve b'shtar. I mean, you have a shtar that is, it says in the shtar that he gave him money and he was mekabel achayis on the money. Omer le'rov midomi. How can you compare these two halachas? Hosam nitein lehikosei, hoche le'nitein lehikosei. He says, atzushtam. He says, let's see what Rashi says. Loi nitein leikosei. Ma'acher shenosnei kvar v'matone, va'al kolchoi kosvoi leizeh. That means, the shtar the shtar was not supposed to be written. I mean, there was no, the shtar that was written, that means he had no intent to sell him the karka. So this whole shtar mecher was only written for one purpose, because he was strangling to me. So, hey, you'll tell it to me, so I'll say about it, right? So kochoy, but the etzem shtar, there was no legitimate reason for the shtar to be written. So memele, we cannot use the shtar to be gave from the Dmei HaMekach from Mishubodim. Now, we can learn two pshatim in this Gemara. One pshat we can learn, and it would seem the Nachlas David and Daf Tezvov and Bav Metziah seems to say this pshat. That means, in order to be goyver from a Mishubodim, you need a Hilchi Shtar. You mean that Tzadin HaShtar is goyver from Mishubodim. You need that. Now, theoretically, you could look that there's two shtaras here. There's one shtar which says that there was a transaction that the pardes was sold to the malve. Well, that shtar is worthless because the pardes did not belong to the leiva to sell to the malve. But there's another chelik in the shtar that says that the leiva got money from the malve, and he's mekabel achayis to return the money. He's meshabet his karkois to pay up this money. Now this chelik of this is a shtar. This is a shtar. So you can look at it like it's two shtaras. Even though one chelik isn't functioning, but the other chelik should function. But you can look at it differently. It's really not two shtaras. The ikar shtar is the shtar mecher, and this is like a follow-up. I'm selling you the karka, and I'm a kabel achayis. But since the ikar shtar is a shtar mekach, which is loy niten likos, if it doesn't have a Torah shtar, so we can say the kabbalas achayis, which was like this is a condition in the shtar that if the karka could be taken away from a kabel achayis, this it doesn't have a Torah shtar b'fnei atzma. It's a chelik of the shtar mecher. And if the shtar mecher does not have a Torah shtar, so memele, the achayish boy, that means all the small print that was written in the shtar, also doesn't have a Torah shtar. You don't look at it, it's two shtaris. It's a shtar mecher with a kabbalas achayis. And if the shtar mecher does not have a Torah shtar loy niten, because of the whole thing was a fake, there was no mecher, there was nothing, so the kabbalas achayis shabai doesn't get a Torah shtar. So doesn't have a Torah shtar, so finish, it can't be given from the Mishabodim. That's one way we can learn. We'll finish the sugya. Perhaps we can be meisif. Fine. Oh, but that's what Rava said. So Rava said you cannot be goyver from Mishabodim. You can't be goyver from Mishabodim because it doesn't have a Torah shtar. And finished. Yosef Mereima Bekoma Lahoshmaite. Mereima told over the shtik Torah of Rava. Rava said a shtik Torah over here. A shtar shlein niten likosei. So all the components of the shtar is also leniten likosei, and it doesn't have a Torah shtar. Omalei Ravina l'mareima, so Ravina asked Mareima, Elohoda Omar Rabbi Yochanan, before we had a machlekes Rabbi Yochanan l'shlokes, we had a Mishnah, a shtar mugdim, it says in the Mishnah, shitrei chayva mugdamim, psulim. A shtar mugdim is a posel shtar. The Gemara has the kasha, that means as follows, the halva was Rosh Chodesh Nissen, the shtar says the halva was Rosh Chodesh Adar, so it's a posel shtar. So the Gemara asked, Mehedalai govu mizman rishen. Good, I understand you can't be goive from the lekuches from Ador because there was no halvor reshchedish Ador, but be goive from reshchedish nisan. You said it's a posel shtar. It cannot be goive from the lekuches, but be goive al kaponim from nisan. So on this we had two terutz. Rish Lakish said this goes according to Rameir, that the kantzina neteire mishum isurim. Going according to that's a knas taker. The 100% meiker adin. You could be goyve from Nissan. No, it's a knas. And Rabbi Yochanan said no. A fellow, it's going to fill according to the rabbanon who did not kantzin. But there's a gzeire shema yigve mizman rishen. Maybe this is a very dangerous document over here. That means if you're going to say that it has a Torah shtar, it can be goyve from the lekuches from Nissen, Samamela, he might take the shtar and be goyve from Ador. Samamela, that's why they pass all the shtar. She can't be goyve from the lekuches. Al-Tagzeira, Shema Yigve Mizman Rish. So, Rabina asked Marema Akashe, Robert said a Psalmur in the Kishtik Torah over here, that a star shall I need in Likosei, so all the Chelke Yashtar does not have a Torah star. But that means if it's one big star, and if it's Lainit in Likosei, so Memele, so it doesn't have a Torah star. So he asked him, Elohod, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Gzeire Shem Yigve Mizman Rishon. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's going according to the Chachomet. And the reason you cannot be goyve from the Lekuches, from Nissen, because you might come to be goyve from Ador. Neymar, why did you say Gzeiris? Neymar, Leinitin Likosev. Rabbi said a Yisod over here. Ashtar Shaloinitin Likosev, so all the Chelke Ashtar does not have a Torah Shtar. So you can't mum from Nissen, because this is Ashtar Shaloinitin Likosev. The Shtar said that what was from Ador. Amalei hochi hashbe akashe osam dehedeloi niten lichtoiv mizman rishen avol niten lichtoiv mizman sheni. That means like this. If the shtar says there was a halvo, there was halvo, there was halvo. This man, it says the halvo was reshchede shadar. So that shtickle is like niten lichtoiv. But Lamaise, there was Alvor, from this and then further he owes him, so this chalik of the shtar, so you can't say the etzim shtar, which is made an Alvor, is leinit in lichtoi. There was Alvor, in this and the shtar was nit in lichtoi, and this Alvor. The Agzom says, man, was leinit in lichtoi. Och, leinit in lichtoi, klal, here the whole shtar mecha. The star is a star mecha. The star mecha was leinit in lichtoiv. The fine print is that the money that you gave me for the mecha, mekabel achayis. But that's not the star. The nikkei star is the star mecha. The star is leinit in lichtoiv. Fine. So memela, so we still hold lovish shtiktoich. Let's see Rashi. The Rashi lo shmaite the rove, neime leinit in lichtoiv. Elish Mamino, like Botu Shtore Mishum High Time. We don't say such a clause since it was not, it shouldn't have been written, so all the components of the Shtar do not have Achshivis of Shtar. So my answer now here, it's Nitinli Kosev. That's the Malvo, it's Nitinli Kosev. Like the Gemara, Elohodis Tanyim, we learned about Isaac. Lishmach karkois keitzad. Now, lishmach karkois keitzad, let's see what Rashi says. Lishmach karkois keitzad, reisha didei, this is the beginning of the Baraisa. Ein meitzien lachiras peres lishmach karkois, menachosem mishibodem netiken ha'olam, the Kamaforish Lishvach Karkois Keitzad, which means as follows. Here we're speaking about that, let's say, Reuven sold a karka to Shimon, And Shimon invested money in the karka. Shimon ate the peiris. And Reuben was mekabel achayis. Listen, if they take away from you the karka, you invested money, you mashbich the karka, ate the peiris, I'm mekabel achayis that they take it away. I'm saying it's my karka. But if for any reason they take it away, I'm guaranteeing whatever you invested in the karka, I'm going to pay you back. Fine. So he was mekabel achayis on the shvach that the lekeich will be mashpiach. He's mekabel achayis on the peiris that the lekeich will eat. And this he cannot mon from mishabod. That means if lemaise he invested $2,000 in the karka, they took it away from him. They found out it's a karka gezula. So he cannot mon the $2,000 from mishabod. This is al tikkun ha'olam, because the only reason you mon from Mishabodim, because you tell the Lekuches, listen, this guy owes money, so why did you buy his kakoish? You should have realized that the kakoish are Mishubet, he sold the kake, so he Mishabed himself to the Lekeach, so why did you buy the kake? You knew that there might be goyva from you. That is something that the Lekuches, an amount that the Lekuches know to be Nizah. So they'll leave over the Dmei HaMekach by the Moicher that he should have Bnei Choyre to be Goyva from. Shvach Karkois, that means he was Mekabel himself, I'll pay all the Shvach. And if Yenna's going to invest $1 million in the Karka, so what's going to be? So that means I can't buy any Karka from him because I have to have a cheshbon, maybe they'll take it away from the lekeich, and then now they want the $1 million for me. This is a dovo she'ein le'kitzve. A dovo she'ein le'kitzve, Chazal made a takone, you cannot mon from the lekeich. This is a takone de rabon. Ushvach ka'ko iskeitze, rei she'gozo sode mechaveh. Umocho la'acher, and he sold the karke to someone else. Vihishbicha, and the lekeich is mashbich the karka. Vareyu yoitzo mitachas yodi. Now the nigzel comes, he takes away the karka, lock, stock, and barrel, he takes away the karka, the mushbach, dike karka, he takes away everything. This is a stolen karka, you must be. This is my karka, you have problems, go to your moicha, but he takes away the karka. So bekita, vareyu yoitzo mitachas yodi. We take away from the lekeich the karka with all the shvach. Kshugoyve, so now the moicher was mekabel achayis and everything. And the money the lekeich gave, and the shvach that he'll be mashbiach in the karka knuye, is mekabel achayis and everything. Kshugoyve, goyve es hakeren minachosim mishubodim. So you gave the keren minachosim mishubodim. That means he was mekabel achayis. He stole a karka gzula, and he was mekabel achayis. He said, "If this karka will be taken away from you, I'm mekabel achayis on the money you paid me." So kshu gave as a keren, you gave him minachosim mishubodim. You mon this from the lekuches. Ushvach gave him minachosim b'nei chayim. But what the moicher was mekabel on himself to pay for the shvach that the lekeich was mashpich the karka, this you can only mon from bnei chayim. Fine, that's what it says in this baraisa. But here we have an often the baraisa, someone sold a karka gzula, and it says that, and he was mekabel achayis, he's going to pay him back the money if they'll take away the karka of him, and you mon from nechosim mishabodim. So this is mamish fakel, what Rava was saying. We hear mamish the same thing by Abayot. That was the case. He sold him a pardes, which he was really maknet to his son, and he was mekabel achayis, and we cloud the shayla, can you mon the keren from the chos mishabodim, and Rava said a shtik teira a shtar shlein itan likose, he can't mum from mishabodim. That was what Rava said. Here we have enough in the barais, he stole us karki gzule, so shvach, you can't mum from the chos mishabodim, I'll take an oilam because it's not a double kose, but the keren you can mum, the money he gave you mum from the chos mishabodim. So this is klo, not like Rava. ועוד ישראל נרשח כרכו יזקצת, הרי שגוסו סוד המחבר מוכר לאח, וישביך עברי יועץ מתחת שודק, שגוי וגוי וסקרם ונחוס משובודם, ושפח גוי ונחוס מני חוירם, נאמו לא ניתן לי כוסי, וצשטר שלא ניתן לי כוסי, ועד הגמור עשס, אוכי השתם, חוסם אילמן דיומה ניחלי דולי נקראי גזלונה, אילמן דומה ניחלי דלקם בהם נוסי, מפייס לי למורי ומוקים לי לשתורי. הוכו לברוכי מיני כמחבן, שתורי מקיים לי. Now let's explain also what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara in the first Perek said, אמור דקי יסוף. Reuben comes over to Shimon. He has a karka gzula. He sells it to Shimon. He sells it to Shimon. That's the story. We have a month later, the nigzal comes over to Shimon and takes it away. Well, let's go back a month before the nigzal comes. What was pshat in Reuben? What pshat in Reuben? He's selling him a karka gzula. And shake hands and the lechayim, the reddish tachmi. What's he doing over here? What is his cheshbon? The Gemara says that Reuben is very sensitive. That means if the nigzel is going to take it away, so he sold it to his best friend, he's going to call him a gazlan, he won't have any nemonis by him. I mean, this thing will go out in the streets that he sold the karka gzula, he took $1,000 worth. So what's pshat in Reuben? So the Gemara says that Reuben, when he sold the karka, he had an intent that it should remain sold. What do you mean remain sold? The nigzel is going to come back. He had an intent, he's going to go to the nigzel and tell him, listen, I sold the karka. I did the wrong thing. Listen, sell me the karka. I'll pay you for the karka. In order to save face, that people shouldn't call him a gazlan, that people shouldn't, that the lekeich should have faith in him, the lekebem nusay. So that was in the back of his mind, that he is going to purchase the karka from the nigzel. He hopes to be able to convince the nigzel to sell it then. But that was his intent. So the shtar, theoretically, was written with a purpose. He really had an intent to sell it to him. And the Gemara seems it's totally with other matters. The shtar, I'm selling you the karka, and it'll become yours when I buy it. But al kaponim, this whole shtar, which was written with an intent that it'll be niskav. He really meant to sell it to him. He really meant to sell it to him. So if he meant to sell it to him, then he went to the nigzel. The nigzel says, Adarabba, let everyone find out who you are. You're a gazel. Zoltan is Basavel. I'll never sell it to you. Fine. Shkelungen. He tried al kaponim. So Lemay says that the nigzel goes to the kech, he takes away the karka. But al kaponim, the shtar, with all the conditions in the shtar, was written with a sincerity, mitzad the moicha, that he really means to sell it. And if it'll be taken away, so he wants to be mekabel achayis. I mean, there was a sincerity in the mechiras hashtar. And Memela, so that's called Ashtar Adit and Lichtev. So if the Nigzel Lemaise took away the Karka from him, but all the Protim which were written in the Shtar, Amekabal Achayis, I mean, this was Ashtar Adit and Lichtev. So there was a sincerity and what was written, so he can be given the Chosim Mishabodim from the Karen. This was, that's over there. Masha'en came over here when he sold him, he's selling him a pardes that he sold, he was makna to his son a day before. He wants to sell him the pardes. He wants to make sure that the pardes should not be loaned to him. But you threatened me, if I don't sell it to you, so you'll take it to Makoch, you say you're more of it. So I was supposed to, but I have no intentions to sell you anything. So the whole shtar is leinitein likosei. The shtar is leinitein likosei. The whole shtar was, you should not tain it that you bought it before. That was the whole purpose of the shtar. But so there was no sincerity in the shtar. If there's no sincerity in the shtar, that's called a shtar shleinitein likosei. So memela, all, that's what Rava said. So all the conditions which were written in the shtar that I'm mekabel achrayis for the money that you gave me was also written without sincerity. I mean, the whole shtar was written there. You're threatening me, you're going to take away my carcass. So I'm telling you about the shtar. But there was nothing was written with sincerity. There's a meira dike erzalua, and with the erzalua, perhaps we'll have to understand this a little better. The erzalua asks Akashim, the halacha is, let's forget about our sugya. Let's talk about a different sugya. Reuven sells a karka to Shimon without a shtar. He sells him a karka, mekabel achayis. And there's no shtar, there's edim. Edim are there, b'shas mais. Edim see the mekach, they see it. There's no shtar. So the halacha is, and he says, mekabel achayis. You can mum from mishabodim. There's a gemara that says you can mum from mishabodim. Why can you mum from mishabodim? Because halvo man the yazif, betzin the yazif. So you need a shtar to make a koil. But by a mecher, you don't need a shtar. You don't need hilch shtar. If Adam know that the karka was sold on this and this condition, is a koil, you can mum from mishabodim and the chayis a mecher without a shtar. You don't even need a shtar. So we learned this gemara. A lot of people learned this gemara like that. That Rabbi said ashtik teira in hilchus shtar. A shtar shalai nitein likosei doesn't have a hilchus shtar. So if it doesn't have a hilchus shtar, so memele you cannot be goyva from mishabodim, because you can only be goyva from mishabodim if it has a hilchus shtar. But if it doesn't have a hilchus shtar, so you can't mum from mishabodim. Fragt der Zerua, fine, doesn't have Hilche Shtar. But Lemaise, what'll be if Edom will come? There were Edom there, Bishas Maise. So forget about the Shtar. There was Edom that saw the Mekach, and they saw the whole thing. So you should, so forget about Rob, you should take a Shtar, and you can because they, typically, Edom saw it, and when by a Mecher is a Keul, so doesn't have a Hilche Shtar. You should still be able to be Goybe, from Mishabodim. Zukter Zerua, Rabbi meant over here a different vote than Gantz. Whatever was done was not meant. Lavruchi mineiko mechaven. Doesn't mean, this whole shtar is a galachta. You twisted his arm, you told him, listen, if you don't write a shtar, so if you don't write a shtar for me, somebody, I'm gonna say I bought it. Fine, so what do you do? See, they write a shtar. Told him by the chayit, you are the chayit. But he didn't mean one word. He didn't mean anything. He did this. He was forced to do it because if he won't do it, so you're going to say it's your calculus. So whatever was written in the shtar was done without an intent, without sincerity whatsoever. It was a mikish tispatel. So memele, so the kabbalas achayit, so the zeruah says, not that he can't mun from Mishabodim. He can't mun from Mishabodim because it doesn't have a Torah shtar. The Kabbalah's achayis that was done was not done with a sincerity, mitzad the moicha. She can't mun from Mishabodim. He gave money, that's true. He gave money, so he has to give back the money. But the Kabbalah's achayis that the moicha was mekabel on himself, this is no Cheshivis whatsoever, and this is Nichla, that's what Rava said. The whole thing is Leinitein Likosim, whatever it says in the Shtar, was written without any sincerity, so therefore it doesn't carry any weight. Let us see Rashi. שוואַך קאַקויס קייט דרייש די דיי מיט זיין אחילוס פיירס שוואַך קאַקויס מן חוס משבודן דיי טיקן אילן קפור שוואַך קאַקויס קייט רייץ מיט אחשיר די שלקייך שניק זא מייצי בדין שגאי בקשקר גאי ומויס מן גאז מן חוס משבודן תיירף בקוחי של הכוח, מפני שהחי שקוסו בשטר מחירוס, הוא קודם למקחם. תאמין, זה דיוז מקבל החי את פיפור די בלקוח את בוט הקרקע. איזו וקרקויס, שפח מנחוס בני חיים ולא עם מישהו בודי. מי תיקן אוהילו, בין הלקוח את שחיים להיזור בדובר, שאין לו קצוות. כן החי את השפח והפרס, תמי שלמה בקרן ניסור לניח מוקים לגבית ממנו. And the Karen, the Lekuchas can be Nizar, and they won't buy all his kakois. They leave over B'nai Chayrim, that the Balve could mum from the B'nai Chayrim. But the Eloi Nizaru, and if the Lekuchas bought all his kakois, I've seen them have shy. Name Eloi Niten Shtamachiris Alekose, Shreg Zul Oysa. ובוטל השטר והחי, שבו יש לו הול שטר את בוטל, ומאי גאי וקר מנחוס משבודם. ומוס הזה ילמד לפי כמה ניחלי דליק חי את הזלונה, עודם שמוך עשו בגזול לחברוי, מחזר על הביילם הראשונים ולא יקרה מהם. He's going to go back to the previous ביילם, and we'll purchase it from them. להמידו ביד הליקייך, that is לקייך, should get the carcass. Kiyach lelikaya gazlon, or else he'll get embarrassed from him. Befayis leila more, loik hamina baila marishayim. So the whole transaction was made with an intent that he's going to purchase it from the nigzal. So memele, so all the conditions which are written in the shtar, were written with sincerity. But over here, Avruchi Kamavarech Loi, he wants Pumfakar, that he should have no Shaykhis at all with this Kalka. Sheikna Levnei Kotten, Lavriach Mizeh, that the Mecha, there shouldn't be any Mecha. Shtorei Mekayim Loi, Bitmiye, Indati Lachzika Biyodoi, he has no intent that the Kalka should remain by him. Hilkaflanitin Likosev, so this whole Shtar, with all the protem of the shtar, this is the sugya according to Rashi. Now let us see Tosfos Tafayim Beis Amud Aleph. Shtar sheyesh bo ribes koitzin oisoi ve'ein goyve lo yesakeren v'lo yesaribes. And this we said is going according to Rameya, that they can't send a Teira Otto Isur. Perish Rivom, and Bemison, Rumadai from the Sugi, this is also Rashi Shita, then Goive Mimishabdi. That means the Koyach to be Goive from Mishabodim, Ashtar Milve, and you Goive the Karen is only Mikoyach Ashtar. The shtar makes it be goy from Mishabodim. So in Mele, if Rav Meir said that Koinsen Hetera Oto Isure, so you cannot be goy from Mishabodim. Avo Mibnei Chori, gove alpi oise yashtar. But Mibnei Chori, you could be goy from. That means, shtar shekosov by ribis. That means in the shtar it says as follows. In the shtar it says that Reuven borrowed from Shimon $100 and he's going to pay him back in a month $120, $100 for Damo, $20 for Ribis. Now, so Rameya Kanten, that Kanzinin Shoykik Otto, the Hetera Otto Isuri, so Rameya said, so you will not benefit from this shtar to be goive the Karen from Mishabodim. But the Rivam says, but what if this loive is gonna be a shaygit? He'll say, I never borrowed any money from you. Or the loive will say, I paid up the choyv. So then, the malva kintayne was nishtolche biyodi, my boy, it's a shtar. The whole Gemara speaking about the koyach of a start to be gave from Mishabodin, that we have a pilpy conness a terot isurim. But from Bnei Choyrim, it's zichri as a terot star. Al Bnei Choyri, govi al piyo isa star. The Eidim Einam Sulim, the Einam Eidei Chomos, the Ein Marvichim Klum Bedova. That means, the Rivom said like this, and we're going to see later, Taisus is going to mention this Nakuda again. So, we'll come to later in Taisus, we'll see exactly what the Rivom wanted to say. But just to understand a little bit what Rivom is saying, is as follows. There's a machlokes mesecht Sanhedrin between Abaye and Rove if oichel nevele lahaches is he a kosher eid, yes or no. So Rove says he's a kosher eid. Why? Oichel nevele lahaches. He's a roshe. A roshe is kosher eidus. A roshe de chomos is posel. That means a roshe de chomos means we know he stole. He has a police record of stealing. A roshe de chomos you can't trust. That means when it comes to money, the sky is the limit. So whatever he says, we cannot trust him. He's roshe l'shaker. That's a roshe de chomos. A roshe, a person eats nevela lahachis, he's a roshe, that's for sure. But he's not a roshe de chomos. And it says, eight chomos, when it says, when the Torah speaks about the psul eidus, the Torah says, an eight chomos is posel. An eight chomos is posel leidus, because you can't trust them. For money, he'll do anything. So if someone will give him $10 to write on the shtar, I mean, money speaks, and that's, he's guided by money. So a roshe, the chomos is choshe l'shaka. But stamazay a roshe, his word is a word. He's not religious. He eats nevela. Oichel nevela l'teyovain, it means l'teyovain was because in Path Markets cheaper than in by Shimon Mendelowitz, that's a roshe of the chomos. That person, so then by him money also speaks. He eats nevela, he really, if it would be the same price, he'd go to Shimon Mendelowitz, but it's cheaper in Pathmark, so maybe that's why. So this person is choshen l'shaka, because of money, that means money guides him. So maybe, so he's postulated of a oichel nevela lahachis, Rava says he's kosher ladies, and Abaye says he's posel ladies. Now, there's a big problem over it. We paskin like Abaye. This is Yalke Gam. This is that we paskin, this is one of the cases that we paskin like Abaye. Somehow the Rivom somehow did not go into this. The Rivom cleared the Shaila at an eight. Ruchasmes anashtar sheyesh by ribis, is this apostle aid, yes or no? Now, we have to understand like this, the love of leisesimum, leisesinum all of neshech, to make a halvo with the hischaivis of ribis, the Gemara says, the malve is over, and the aidim are also over, leisesimum all of neshech. Writing such a document, that is mechayiv the loyve to pay ribis is a lav. It's a lav the reis v'sesimun all of neshech. Now, this lav is not a lav the chomos by the eidim. They're not getting any money from this. They're shkotzim. They're not elah. But they're not getting any money from this. So therefore, so that's what Rivom says. Rivom says, it's not a lav the chomos. That means they're not dissuaded by money. They do an avera, but they're not getting any money from this ribbis. The ribbis is to the malva. They're just making that the loyvi should pay ribbis to the malva, which is not allowed to do. But so they're a plain rosha, not a rosha the chomer. So my mail of the ribbom says, so since it's the kosher eidim, the Rishash asked, we pass him like the Bayer, so Astama Rosh is also possible. But let's not get into that. But that is what the Ribom says. The Ribom says, since they're not a Rosh of the Chumos, so what they are writing on the Kosher Eidim, so I know that there was a Halva, so Memele, in the whole Knas of Ramei, it was only, he can't, that was the Shtar, you gave him Mishabodim, that they can't, you can't be going Mishabodim, I feel the Kerem, continue to tear out the Yisura. But the man from Bnei Chayrim, that never was a knas, and you come on from Bnei Chayrim, that's the beginning of Tais. Perish Rivom, they negoive him in Mishavdi, of Bnei Chayrim, Govi, of Piyoy Sishtar, the Eidim Einam Psulim, the Einam Eidi Chomos, the Ein Mavich in Klumbe Dobo. So my mailer, so the Rivom said, our whole sugi in Rashi also seems to say like this, our sugi is only speaking about the Din Shtar, we gave him Mishabot. Because the Sanya b'tesefte the Mechiltim, we learned it at the Sefte. So the Rivom says, l'maise it's a kosher ishtar, that the loive can't tine parati, the loive can't tine loila visi, only Rabbi Mishabodim. The Sanya b'tesefte the Mechiltim, ha'moitzi ishtar sheyesh by ribis, yikre'enu, yitir the ishtar. You see such a star, don't say any mukhus or mitzvah sashova saveda. You go, you find such a star, you tear the star. Bole Bezdin, you grew. Bezdin gets hold of the star, they also tear. That's called kanois. Fine. Vahashte, according to the Rivom, he go be baby b'nechori, he told me lamaise. The star is a kosher star. You can't be given Mr. Bodem. Amai Yikru. Yamtin, what she yigva by Kaidem. I mean, Lamai said a star. Good, that ribbis we won't let him be given. But, let him be given the Karen. It's a kosher star. So this is a kasha and riba. Vieshloima sha'osu lahash oisai. So the Pshat and Tosfos is Sha'osa La'Shoisei means that there's an issa to keep such a shtar. The Bailam is not allowed to keep such a shtar. And the reason for this is they bring down, because this is a very dangerous shtar. That means, in the shtar it says he owes you ribis also. So Memele, you might go, and you might be going to the ribbis also with the shtar. You might go to a place, Abezn Toyin. You might be going to the ribbis also. So therefore, Chazal did not want you to keep the shtar. The shtar is a dangerous tool. But, so therefore, if someone finds it, there's no mitzvah to keep it. You tear it. But, the Ikar Adin, if the Malve will come to Bezdin, and they'll tell Bezdin, listen, I'm showing you the shtar, listen, I lent him $100,000. I understand the $20 is ribbis, not allowed to be gave, fine. But I lent him $100,000. He says now he never borrowed $100. Please be gave $100 for me. So then the Rivom says he can be gave $100. The din it that when it says you tear it is, if we don't want it to get into the hands of the Malva might be going for the ribbis also with it. But Lemaise, so that's why we tear it out precautionary sake. But if Meiker Adin, so that's what this wants to find for the ribo. That we tear it, the Asala Shai say. But could be Meiker Adin, it's a kosher ishtar, and you could be going by the Mibnechari.